For Patricia Iniguez and her family, the pandemic was the final push to move out of their suburban West Asheville home and into the woods.
The land that we are going to be building on, we love it. It's beautiful. It's pretty much in the forest, so we knew that we wanted to be there, and I think the pandemic made it more clear.
Iniguez works part-time from home. Her husband's a teacher, and together they're rearing a toddler. They received the wooded lot 4 years ago as a gift from family and had enough in their savings to break ground this year, or so they thought.
We have talked to a builder that first he knew what he wanted, and he thought that it was in budget, and then later, lumber is getting really pricey, so you know, what you had in mind is no longer within your budget. So that was the first time that it kind of hit us that it was a huge increase on pricing.
The builder came back to her with a price that was tens of thousands more than what they had originally been expecting. It was back to the drawing board. It turns out many people wanted to move to the mountains this past year. The housing construction industry is booming in Western North Carolina. Just 7 months into 2020, the number of home construction permits had already surpassed all of the permits for the previous year.
In a word, what has the year of the pandemic been like for your company?
Busy.
Kevin Reed is president of Bluestone Construction in Hendersonville. He says it's been the busiest year on the books. Things started picking up last spring.
People just started coming out of the woodwork, either wanting to escape New York City or come back up from Florida. A lot of people were having the flexibility of working from home or from a home office, so they started exploring stuff.
His firm specializes in luxury mountain homes. He says they typically don't take on projects lower than $1 million. Regardless, he says he did lose one client to the skyrocketing lumber costs. It increased the cost of a $2 million home by $500,000.
The mills, the pressure treating plants were, you know, closing up because everybody was getting the virus. But I think the bigger reason it has to be just, you know, supply and demand, literally just economics and people moving here, building homes, you know, not just moving here, but people building homes more than they were.
While the increased demand is good news for the construction sector, it poses socioeconomic challenges for Asheville and the surrounding region. Before the pandemic, the city was already experiencing a shortage of affordable housing stock, both rentals and homes for sale. Here's Patricia Iniguez again.
I don't see how it's sustainable, and you know, when it comes to housing. When we moved to Asheville 7 years ago, both of us, you know, working full time and no kids, with our budget, we could find a house pretty much, not a new house, but a decent house, you know, in West Asheville or around Asheville.
And she says now that's almost impossible. Because of the appreciating home values in Asheville, they were quickly able to sell their home, which gave them a little more wiggle room in their construction budget. They also found another builder who was willing to work with them.
So I feel for those that are not as lucky, as privileged as we are, that we had some land that we didn't have to pay, and then we also were able to sell when the market was so hot, and we made quite a bit of profit.
The median home price in Asheville in 2020 was a little over $540,000, while the median household income was just $56,000. Iniguez says she worries that working class people in Asheville are losing out on a path to home ownership, further widening the wealth gap. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News in Asheville.